This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3452 for Tuesday, the 26th of October 2021. Today's show is entitled Newton Battery Test. It is hosted by Rowan and is about 5 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is Rowan describes testing the battery in his Newton M4.1 electric lawnmower.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, this is Rowan, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, well, technically yesterday, I was testing whether or not I successfully replaced the battery in my Newton mower. I ran into some recording difficulties. Initially, I was trying to record through the Bluetooth headset connected to my phone. Of course, when I did a test, standing still, it sounded good. But as soon as I started moving around and the headset moved around, things got very quiet and there was a lot of noise. And then it stopped recording about halfway through the first part. So right now I am recording the introduction, and in a little bit you will hear the re-recording I did yesterday as I tested the mower. This was about probably a week and a half after the time frame of my last episode about the Newton mower. That would be episode 3443. The mower has a key, which is basically just something that lets you complete the circuit. So without it, of course, if you have the battery in, it won't run or start or anything, which is great. It looks pretty easy. There's two, fairly large terminals that the key sort of plugs into. So, I probably could have just taken a wire with some alligator clips and clipped it across and it would have started up. But given that it's a mower and spinning parts and, vibrations and shaking as you're moving around, I didn't want to risk it like just popping off and all the various other potential safety hazards that might ensue. So I was able to find a replacement key on eBay for about $15 US and just decided it was worth the cost and the wait before testing out the mower. So in the next part, you will hear how that went, and that's coming up right now. Okay, let me try this again. So I got partway through, and my recording sound went to zero. I was trying to record on my Bluetooth headset, which worked fine when it was close to me, but then when I leaned over, it would dangle, and that's why some of the sound on this is a little weird at the beginning. Hopefully getting that fixed in editing. So, to recap, I did find when I first tried to start the mower and just I would hold these handles in and press the start button and it won't start. And then I realized that if you press the button first and then pull it starts, and then you pull the safety handles back to hold while you're mowing, it works. After getting done the mower and I was standing here, I happened to look straight down at the mower itself, and on the back in a nice little sticker, it says, starting, insert safety key into slot. Light on handlebar should be green, so that's what it was, indicating key charging battery in place. Press start button, number one, and hold down and squeeze operator presence control levers, number two, and hold it in place. Once motor starts, it may take several seconds, you may release the start button. So that was an operator error trying to pull the levers first. You got to push the start button and then pull the levers. It does run, you know, it's pretty easy to do that. Just starts right up. I do like it because it is a very quiet, being an electric motor. I have it set kind of high, but it is cutting just because the grass is getting longer, and I'll probably end up doing it twice after I rake it. I do like these mowers. It's not the widest mower. It's only a little, maybe a foot and a half. So you do, you know, on small yards is fine. If you had to do this on a big yard, it would be painful, just because the cutting area is so small. The other very nice thing about this mower is it comes with a clipper, like edger trimmer attachment that you can put on the front so you can, like, edge your yard and do some weed whacking and stuff with it. So that's very nice to have. I do also have another corded electric weed whacker that I use, but it's nice to have it on this mower. Everything seems to be running great, so I'm very happy. Little money into it, but I think overall the money will save by me actually mowing the grass. That'll all equal out, even if I don't count my time. But otherwise, I think I'm happy to call this a successful adventure. And thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. Please, if you get a chance, pick a topic and record. It can just be about anything.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.